You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast. Zoneradio.co.za.
This DIY feature is proudly sponsored by Paintsmiths Long Beach. Service and knowledge with pleasure.
I visit Paintsmiths for all things paint and revamp.
I visit Paintsmiths for trade and paint contractor advice.
And we are here for each individual or business in the valley. Service and knowledge with pleasure. Paintsmiths Long Beach. Bulalo Drive, Sunnydale.
It's 10:30 and time for the DIY feature with Mark Jabeur from our sponsor from Paintsmith Midas, right? Earthquake. Is that right? Earthquake. Mark will be chatting to Zavik from the Beardy Man, Handyman. So it's a Beardy Boy, I believe. Beardy boy. So it's a Beardy boy, Handyman. So welcome to Zavik. Welcome to Zone Radio.
Nice to be here again, Sue.
Yes, it is.
It's always fun. Highlight of my week, and it's just before the Easter weekend, which is great.
It's a long weekend. Are you planning to do anything, Marky, baby?
Seeing family. I'm a grandfather again.
Yes, you are. Congratulations.
See that little bundle of joy. Yeah, Sham, he's been in ICU for 10 days.
Yes.
Came out yesterday. So grandfather's looking forward to seeing you.
So grandpa, he's a fighter.
He's a fighter.
Yes.
He's a Jabeur. He's a fighter.
So our topic this morning, Mark.
We're going to talk general. We have Zavikin, Beardy Boy. He's probably one of the more colorful characters in the valley. I'm sure our listeners would have seen his van. I don't know, that picture on the side of you, what would you, is it a caricature, is it a, I don't know what
little,
it is.
Yeah, a little drawing of myself with some flowers in my beard.
That's right. When I first saw this, I must be honest, I had my doubts, but yes, it's eye-catching, it's incredibly eye-catching. So yes, Zavik is one of the more colorful guys in the area. Him and his skateboard, and I think, in fact, you've got a surfboard on the roof as well.
Yeah, skateboard surfing. So surf skating. It's like skateboarding, but it's surf. You don't put your feet down like a normal skateboard, and it teaches you to surf better. So it's a tool I use.
Okay, but that's something you stop when you get to 50, I'm sure.
Actually, Monday was my birthday, and Monday I was 54.
So there you go. You don't stop. So 55 is the cutoff. Awesome. You're also known as Mr. Gadget. And I'm looking at you in the studio here, and you have an apron, and this apron, I just wish, Sue, that this was television.
Yes, if our listeners could just be in the studio.
I would say it's more a neck piece.
A neck piece. Yeah. I want the listeners to close their eyes.
And vision.
And visualize. I want Zavik to explain what he has in his, what did you call it? A neck?
A sort of a neck brace. Because in a way, it's sort of based on a blacksmith's apron. So the blacksmith's apron is the way the thing carries. It's like a shoulder bag. But all the tools are on the front of my chest. But how it started off, my mother taught me to sew. So many years ago, before this handyman journey, I was an artist before. So I had a studio in town. And when I put a scissor down, I couldn't find my scissors. So I started putting the scissors around my neck in this little pouch, and over the years it's just grown. So now I've got,
I want you to,
when I get upset in the traffic, this is a favorite one. If I get upset in the traffic, I take out a little hand thing I squeeze my hands with, so I don't
it's
swear.
It's one of those jobbies you see in a gym to build up your forearms.
So there's some squeezy interesting tools.
Just out of interest, like, go through, I want to know what's in there. You've been a client of mine for many, many years, and
so
I've never
an
had
interesting
the balls
one
to ask you.
If anybody asks me about this is not level, then I can give them the middle finger.
Okay, so what he's taken out is a tiny little spirit level, 3 inches long. Okay, so you have a spirit level.
Take little spirit level. Then this is really amazing set. This is all my little sort of screwdriver bits. It goes on my little cordless drawer.
Okay.
The cordless drawer doesn't fit on you, guys. But you're going to hear some sound now, if you can hear it on the radio. But there's some Velcro going now. And that's not taking off my stripper pants, guys. So underneath it, there's some sewing pins and needles and things underneath the piece of Velcro.
There's sewing needles, there's pins.
But this is very important, Mark. This is really an interesting tool. This is the unpicker. This is a sewing unpicker. So this gets used a lot in my work. But as you were chatting offline, Mark was saying to me, about toys and gadgets. So I have got the best excuse ever. I can go to the hardware shop and buy new tools because I need it for my work. I might need it.
You might want to need it.
So, Mark, we should change his name to Mr. Gadget Man.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting, Sue. When we see his little van pull up with his face on the side and his beard covered in flowers on the side of the van, and he jumps out with us. He's known as the Gadget Man. I love watching the clients that are already in the shop.
Yes.
When Zavik walks in. Yeah. Because you can see them eyeing him up and down, and they're trying to get a better look at this neck, apron, chesty thing that he carries around.
But when I go to the shop, I catch Mark outside the shop. They're having a coffee, him and his wife and some friends. They have some staff meetings there. And the one day I shaved my beard off and Mark said, hey, you don't have to be any boy anymore.
I remember that. You're going to have to change your van.
But
we're here for something more important. You're a general handyman.
Yeah.
Tell us more about your journey in becoming a handyman. You mentioned you were an artist.
So I studied fine art in East London and came to Cape Town. And as an artist As you can hear, I like talking. So socializing is quite
a big thing. You're making my life a lot very easy on this.
Socializing is quite easy for me. So as an artist sitting in an art studio, that's a bit boring. So I enjoy art. I sort of would do installation works, things where on show. I enjoy being on show. And this chess piece sort of helps me to be on show. So I'm always selling myself. But your question was, let's get back to the question.
How did you start this journey?
The journey started off as the CEO of the Waterfront, David Green, introduced me to Johan. Now, Johan is tall. Johan has hands that's probably, let's take a tape measure. Urban Ipsum kind of hands. So they're huge hands. So David says, go meet Johan. So who is Johan? When they built the silos at the Waterfront, so if you imagine a straw, so you take 20 straws and you put 20 straws next to each other, that would represent the silos at the Waterfront. But each of those wall, the thickness of your straw, is now 1.2 meters big, thick.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So now that makes the columns of the silos. So the engineer and the architect and the designers couldn't find a way of cutting the shapes, the engineers. And the architect said, find an artist. And they find Johan. And Johan invented a machine to cut a grain shape out in the silo art galleries at the Waterfront. But getting back to, then David said, go meet Johan. So I meet Johan. I get to Johan's house today with all my artworks. Because I didn't greet him as Wim.
Which
he was
should.
Like, I should have, because I yes, Afrikaans,
as
the Afrikaans.
And he's much greater than what you
are. He must say, oh, my, fat my hand, so my hand, but someone said, toegevouw. And I said, leave your art in the car. So I left my art in the car. And he is actually a handyman. And that's how he sort of became known as a specialist for solving people's problems. And that's my big thing is I make your problems mine. So you would come to me for something and I can do a little thing as change a light bulb in your house. But I can also project manage. So we've done some paving jobs. So it's such fun.
You're a solutions provider. Yeah. And I think today, Sue, it's very important. We've got a lot of handymen around.
Especially in this valley.
In this valley. And they all, most of them, do a really, really good job. But there's a massive market for someone like Zavik who is outgoing, who's friendly, and who appeals, and others, I'm not blowing smoke up you, let's put it that way.
No, thank you.
Good-looking chap, and you've got your ladies out there, your single ladies. Are they either divorced, they're single mothers?
Widowers.
Where on earth do they turn? And I must be honest, Zavik's your person. He's got that interpersonal skills where you would make a lady feel comfortable without making her feel threatened. I think she's got to have a big driveway, though, because I understand during lunch hour, you're skateboarding up and down the driveway and around the swimming pool. And
it's got to be only work if you've got a tarmac driveway. Otherwise, I can't skateboard at your house. I'd have to skate in the street in front of your house.
One of your party tricks. Yeah. One of your party tricks. Right, we chatted briefly on how you got there. So, in fact, it's all thanks to Wim Yuan.
Yeah.
And how long back was that, Zavik?
I would say about 8 years ago.
Okay, awesome. And you don't look back, obviously.
No, not at all. No.
Another thing is, your clients that approach you, what are the common tasks that they want you to perform? You've mentioned you can screw in a light bulb, you can paint a wall. Ideally, what is the more common tasks that they call you in for?
I would say, well, just to sort of referring and changing the question slightly, there's a big thing for me about relationships. If I get a call from the person and there's not, like we've got a joke going, and if there's no rapport, unfortunately, we're not going to work together. You'll get a quote from me, but it's going to be a little high.
And you want to walk away from that?
I would. I'll give you a quote, but it's going to be a little high quote.
It's going to have to be.
And then when I work for you, then I don't mind you own me. Rapport is very important.
So you're very selective on.
I'm selective on clients.
And in fact, that's a very healthy way to go, because if you're uncomfortable from the first time you meet, that 2 weeks or a week, whatever you are with that customer, it's going to be an incredibly long week.
It's going to be hell. It's going to be
for both of you.
And also, what is important is I also like the way that clients treat my staff. If clients are not
courteous,
they've got to really be nice to my staff and my children. So it's important for staff to be true.
And if your staff aren't happy, you're not happy, and the client must go somewhere else.
Okay. Exactly.
It's very, very healthy. I commend you on that, because there are too many people that take the job because they want the money.
But you, the difference between your business and mine, but you're in a shop, you're stuck there, and you can't run away.
I've got to get on with those nasty customers.
So unfortunately, you're stuck with
it. I am. How would you typically, I've phoned you up now, Zavik, I've got a paint job, I've got a garden wall I need you to paint, come and chat to me. Ideally, walk me through the process. What is your typical approach on a new project?
So usually people say, can you please give me a quote for something at my house? I have to go to your house to see it, because not anything we do is the same. It's always different. As you would know, there might be damp in the wall. We might have to, and one of my great sort of with Mark, besides Mark, Seeker guys, the whole Seeker range, Erica from the Seeker company, awesome. The Red from Seeker, call that woman, she solves your problems, and I look like a star because of she's giving me the right information. So the main thing is prep work for that job then. So the client would call me, I would go to your house, measure it up.
Whether you want to work with them.
See if we have a repertoire, and then go and do my quote.
Once you've given the quote, you now come in and something becomes more challenging than you first saw. We often see a situation where a contractor would go in, quote on a job, simple job, it's a painting job, need to paint the outside of the house. They've quoted on the outside of the house. You start high pressure hosing and all of a sudden paint starts pouring off. There's preparation work that now needs to be done. There's crack that needs to be filled, which you haven't quoted for.
So, and when I said to you early on, my problems is your problem. I mean, I make your problems mine. So the minute I take on the job from you, I am not responsible for that. Like, we've been to a house.
You're going to suck it up.
We've been to a house. Okay, let's finish that conversation. So I'll just suck it up. It would have been in my quote to foresee for things that you unforesee. But let's say I go to a house and I'm doing a painting job, and Mark can relate to this. We don't paint with red paint. We don't have red paint in our car or near. Now the client would say, why is there red paint on the floor here? And now that's our problem, but we didn't even use red paint. So what you would do when you get your job, typically you take a lot of photographs, video. If there's anything in discrepancies, you can say, look, this is not us. So
and
that's that quite important to cover yourself.
And that happens on numerous sites.
Different sites. So just cover yourself. For any other handyman that want to start out there, cover yourself.
But
guys,
in fact, you're probably not going to end up in a situation like that, Zavik, because the rapport that you have with your customer is one of trust already.
But it's just safe. It's just safe.
You chicken. You've burnt your fingers once or twice before. How do you overcome difficult challenges on a job? You've obviously linked yourself up with the right people, the right contacts.
Yeah. I did a job in Muizenberg, a kitchen. with the wrong partner, it was a nightmare. And I take it
personally. And you can't walk away.
I take it personal, unfortunately. And you know what, actually, what was the... almost swore on the radio now. But the bad thing about that was
and there's no beep button.
Yeah, sorry. The bad thing for that job in Muizenberg, the kitchen job, was that the guy that I partnered with kept the whole thing up. And I'm, every day I'm looking at the client and there's nothing we can do because the kitchen guy must come and do his thing. So I was, and because I was so emotionally involved, I suffered not just on that job because I wasn't ready for, my mind wasn't set. I'd lost a bit of time on other jobs because I couldn't quote on other jobs because I wasn't happy. So no, I have to be happy.
That partner's not utilized
anymore. Oh, yes.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah, let's change.
But your suppliers come to the rescue on many occasions. You can phone your
Erica,
suppliers.
Phone Erica. But unfortunately, Erica couldn't do the kitchen. So sorry.
She's awesome. Erica from Siki is awesome.
Yeah.
We've got the same problem.
Yeah, yeah.
If we've got a problem, and often we get questions that we cannot answer. It's a call to Erica, and she's our go-to girl. Yeah. She's very, very good. You've been to homes, Zavik, where the homeowner has tried it himself and realized he must stick to his daytime job, his office job, his 9-to-5. What are the common mistakes that the DIY homeowner are making?
So I think you should read this quickly. What says my tagline on my picture there? On my tagline it says, "Ladies, we fix what your husband repaired." So that's usually the husband.
That answers all of that.
So the husband has done something and then we come and fix it.
But
then he wants to come and help us as well.
Keep your snoring organ out of it. We can.
So unfortunately, he pays the bill, so you can't chase him away. But we'll distract him. I will go speak. What happens in that situation is, I will speak to the husband and my guys will carry on working. And so the problem gets solved by I'm entertaining the husband now.
Isn't it easier to speak to the wife?
Because he wants to come and help now. So you have to distract him. So part of my job is distraction.
So you've got to be a magician at the same time.
Exactly.
But it is, and we see it all the time. We see when it comes to colors, we're going off the point a little bit, where a husband would come in and he would choose colors. Now, when a husband or a man chooses colors, he'll chat to Debbie, who's our color guru, or any of our other staff there, and he will choose a color, he'll walk out, he'll order his 4 drums of paint, and 9 times out of 10, the husband comes back into the shop a week later, the woman's got him by his sideburns, pulls him into the shop, and they repaint in the color she wants, not in the color he wants. We eventually had a sign up that said all husbands choosing colors have got to have written permission from their wives. So, yes, it is a question. Most guys have got a 9-to-5 job. They can do the basics. But when it comes to ceiling roofs and the painting job, painting is not just putting a coat of color on a wall. A lot more goes into it. And unfortunately, the husband has got a weekend. He's got a Saturday, he's got a Sunday. 9 times out of 10, Saturday afternoon sports. So Saturday afternoon is out. Sunday afternoon is the GP and the Grand Prix. So ideally, he's only got a Saturday morning and a Sunday morning, and he's got to rush it through. You can be sure.
By the time you unpack your tools, the half your day is
Saturday. So in fact, he's got a Sunday morning.
Any husbands work out there, let me come and give you a little lesson. Just get yourself somebody else that can help you unpack your tools for you, and you're going to end up shining. So,
what? Talk of a handyman, the husband. Yeah. What has he got to have in his toolbox to start any job? What are the basics? Think of your toolbox.
I would say awesome for a guy is a nice Hirobi 18 volt from Builder's Warehouse.
Not 12 volt, 18. It's got to be 18.
18 volt. It's a lekker one, and it's drop proof. It costs like $900. And it's good for your kids to teach your kids to actually start using it. Young parents, that's a lovely tool for your boys, even girls, to start learning. And it makes a lekker noise. It's not too dangerous, and it's actually very powerful.
Not too dangerous. I beg to differ. many, many years ago when they first came out, and I'm talking about quite a while back, my son had long blonde hair, And no. I thought it was the right thing. He was 5 years old, and he was helping Dad. We were drilling holes, and all he needed to do was screw in a screw. I put the bit in, but of course, it makes a super noise. So he's got this in front of his face, trigger on, trigger off, trigger on, and it caught his hair at the back. And it wrapped around the bit, and it pulled the entire load of hair he had on the back of his head. It pulled out. To this day, he's still got a bald spot at the back of his head.
Because the flesh came out there as well.
The whole bank chute came out. Mm-hmm. So parents, dads, be careful. Don't let your kids play with a drill, long hair. It doesn't work.
So that comes to safety.
Safety
is very important. As if you can't see now, but I came into the studio with safety glasses. So safety for the husband. Toolbox safety and just have glasses for safety is very important.
Good set of screwdrivers. Go for the best screwdrivers you possibly can. A nice electric or cordless screwdriver.
And then this boy that I sent you, for that, the different heads. So this is the extension for that Hirobi that I spoke to you about.
I wish we were on TV.
So what I've just pulled out now is a lovely from Craft Tools. What is it? Oh, it's Craft. Craft Tools sell a little kit with a sort of extension head. And on the extension head, you get all different types of mouths that you can then attached, and that just covers everything. So, guys, that's the Leatherman. This is the most, guys. A Leatherman, you need a Leatherman, really important because it can strip wire, it can do all sorts of things.
And cut bolt on.
And I would say an empty cutter is also a must have, and a must have, guys. At the spirit level, your wives are not going to be happy if you hang the artwork. She cannot argue with you if you put the level on top.
The house is skewed, not the painting.
No, it is the roof. It's my artwork is level. So that is very important for me. And I would say a flashlight.
Okay.
Little flashlight is very important. Lighter. Where do you stop, guys? What is important?
Mark? I think you're the kind of guy, you're very much like me. If you walk into a hardware store, you know what you want. You're walking in for screws and washers, but you also need to browse. And invariably, you walk out with a tool. What's the saying? You need to have, or you want to need to have.
Exactly.
And most of us end up with two of them because the one is misplaced or you're not quite sure where you put it. So it's a lot easier to go down and go and buy another one until it's time to clean up. And then you need four or five toolboxes because you've got tools in the garage, you've got tools in the Wendy house, you've got tools in the junk drawer, and they're all the same tools. No.
So I think what we will do is take a pic. We'll take a pic and then we'll put it on our website.
I think
so that everyone
good.
Can check out
they've got to have
Zavik.
A look at
Mr. Gadget Man.
I still don't like the term what did you call it? A neck brace. That's something a motorcyclist uses or someone that's had neck surgery.
Yes.
It's not a neck brace.
They say chest apron. I say my chest piece, and I say to my guys, here's my chest piece. I would say it's a chest piece.
I like a chest piece.
Yes.
I like a chest piece. How do you gauge your customer satisfaction? It's a difficult question, Zavik, but you do a job, you are comfortable with that job. How do you gauge whether the customer is as excited? Because I know you. You're excited when you finish the job. You stand back and you go, that's mine.
When the client starts buying my staff lunch, then you know everything is lekker. Because people don't spoil people. When they, or at the end of the job, they bring them a bucket of KFC or a pizza. That's a symbol of that the client is fabulously happy. And then I get a referral letter saying, and people calling you back. That's very important.
You get a lot of referrals.
And a lot of referrals and a lot of callbacks. I get a lot of clients that I just...
And it's just... Zavik, is it small jobs? You know, we joked just now you can put a light bulb in. But three-week
jobs.
I've got a hinge on my gate that doesn't work. It's a half an hour job for you. Will they call you up for that?
I'm more than just the handyman. I would say half day is the minimum. I don't do less than half day or full days. I don't actually do...
Okay.
I wouldn't just to come to your house to change a hinge. Unfortunately, it's not...
Unless...
I'm not that type of hinge.
Unless it's worth your while. And you charge a half day.
And I can charge a half day. So it's better for you to get a couple of things together and then I give you a half day. Right?
What gets your heart pumping as far as jobs are concerned? What in Afrikaans, they use the word lekker. What job?
Houtwerk. Houtwerk
what
is lekker.
Is houtwerk lekker?
Houtwerk is lekker.
What kind of houtwerk is lekker?
At the moment, you've got to build little wooden gates. Like a little wooden gate in the front of a house. The fences. You often use the pole yard to put up fences. So I think that love for woodwork comes from school. That Afrikaans houtwerk onderwijzer, Pepi, wat gesê het, met geweld kan jou vinger in jou poepel afbreek. So with force, so don't use force. So woodwork, I would say, is really fun projects to do.
And that's ranging from gates to doors to, do you do furniture at all?
We sort of more
functional
repair,
stuff.
Repair stuff, we would fix.
Okay,
stuff,
so. Okay. But that's,
the painting is also lekker. Painting is fabulous. You know, it's a really, it's a prep, as long as your team preps properly and your under things are lekker, then you've got a winner there.
I want to throw something out there to the listeners. You're an artist. You're a painter. You're an artist. I want someone out there, one of the listeners out there that has got a massive wall at his home, instead of painting it light brown or off-white, to get you in and to paint a mural on that wall. So an outside mural. Go and paint.
Yeah. There's some amazing artists out there that would. So what Mark is saying
is that
now,
something you can do?
We would arrange something like that, yes. And then what we would get a couple of artists to give a variety of concepts and then project manage that for you. Yeah.
Well, there we go. For the listeners that are out there that are looking for a wall that's not just white paint.
Looking for something different.
Something completely different in the braai room or whatever the case is. Can you paint a kudu? Of a leeuw.
Die leeuw loop doen. Ons kan vir die leeuw loop laat doen daar so in jou kroeg.
Okay, you're starting to
yeah. We've got something. Hello, David. How are you? David said, Zafik is the man. Please give our beardy boy my best. He says he has been extremely motivational for me personally. He is more than just a handyman. And not just the beard.
Is that David?
That's David from Budding. Yeah.
Budding Inspirations. How's it, David? Nice to hear from you.
So is there anything else you want to share with us before we say goodbye?
Any advice to someone out there that wants to become a handyman? Apart from don't do it.
No, I would say do it, dude. It's a really, come chat to me. If you want to start your own little handyman business, give me a call. I'll give you some advice. It's really a fun job, and I don't mind competition because we can help each other. And I don't speak to many other handymen. I don't, somehow we don't. But younger guys I've inspired to get on with their own thing.
And I implore any listener out there that is thinking of becoming a handyman that has skills, go and talk to Zavik. He'll be honest, direct.
But quick, before you go, anybody into ice bathing? If anybody's into ice bathing,
ice bathing,
the Wim Hofman is a big trend to build yourself an ice bath. I built myself an ice bath, so the day is 92 days. I get into a chest freeze every day.
Why?
It's good for your blood circulation.
I'll take a tab for that.
So if anybody wants to build an ice bath, give me a shout. I'll hook you up and make it happen.
Zavik, that's like everyone that jumps and they're hopping to all the rock pools around and they do it early in the morning.
Yeah, but mine's a little bit colder than that one.
Okay.
Yeah. Mine this in the morning was about 4.
Right. Okay.
No, that's far too cold. Right. We there, we done. Zavik, next step is contact details. Where can listeners get hold of you?
My phone number is 082-55-66-808. And on Instagram, Handyman Beardy Boy. Check me out there and give me a shout.
Are you on Facebook?
Facebook, yeah.
Beardy Boy?
Beardy Boy, yeah. On Facebook page.
Go and search Beardy Boy. It's going to be all over the place.
Yes,
well
and,
worth it.
And we're going to take a pic as well, and then there's look on our website
to see
his apron.
Keep an eye out
and
for the
Zone, Zone, thanks for having me here today. It was really good, Mark. Really thanks for having me
thank
today.
You.
And Zavik, thank you for coming in and sharing your knowledge, expertise. And Mark, thank you too.
Fire
yes. And we'll catch up with you guys later.
Soon.
Both of you have a liquor long weekend.
That DIY feature was brought to you by Paintsmiths Long Beach. Service and knowledge. With pleasure. I visit Paintsmiths for all things paint and revamp.
I visit Paintsmiths for trade and paint contractor advice.
And we are here for each individual or business in the valley. Service and knowledge. With pleasure. Paintsmiths Long Beach. Bullalo Dive. Sunnydale.